So here we are, the first Monday of the Trump presidency. Right away, we've seen some significant decisions that will impact lives here in the Bay Area. To talk about some of what we've seen, I'm joined by KALW's news director, Ben Trefney. Okay, Ben, so what's changed since last week?
Well, one of President Trump's very first official acts was to sign an executive order stating it's the policy of his administration to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And the way it was phrased now, it was kind of like one of those Bay Area ballot measures that may or may not make a difference, like the San Francisco Board of Supervisors denounced the war in Iraq. In other words, it's not officially putting anything definitive into effect, but Congress is already responding to it, and opponents of the ACA are looking for ways to cut costs.
So what is the timeline for a repeal of Obamacare?
Well, considering Trump's populist message in his inaugural address, it would appear hypocritical to eliminate health coverage for 20 million Americans without viable replacement options. And by the way, that's almost 4 million Californians who have gained coverage under the ACA. It's called Covered California here. To make it more palatable, Republicans and Trump have been talking about a replacement plan, but there's nothing definitive yet. And meanwhile, the deadline for people to enroll in Covered California or Medi-Cal is the end of this month. So that's January 31st.
Okay, well, we'll put that information up at klw.org for folks. And I know today the president signed another executive order, this one withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, the TPP. So how's that going to affect California?
I did some research with the U.S. Department of Commerce for that, and this is going to have a big effect. California exports almost $70 billion in goods every year to TPP countries. So those include Mexico and Canada and Japan, not China. It imports more than twice that. It imports over $150 billion of goods, by the way. So the concern is that without a trade agreement in place, exports could drop, and that would impact lots of industries. Shipping and trucking, obviously, tech, agriculture. And in fact, California's farmers export about two-fifths of their product altogether. That's worth more than $20 billion a year.
Wow.
Now, keep in mind, this is not necessarily an issue pitting Republicans versus Democrats. Even though former President Obama supported the TPP, Hillary Clinton had spoken out against it.
Right.
So this was likely to happen no matter who held the top office. And today, President Trump also met with union leaders to talk about renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, but there hasn't been any action on that yet.
Wow. Okay. And also, I know that today President Trump banned foreign aid for health groups who offer abortion counseling. That's a typical Republican presidential policy.
Mm-hmm.
And he also froze hiring for federal workers.
Yes. And though there are exemptions on that for hires by the military or in national security and public safety sectors. So as you could imagine, this could also have a big impact on California jobs. The state has 245,000 federal workers. In San Francisco County alone, there's more than 14,000 as of last June. But there's only 44 job openings, which are now, presumably as of today, closed.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Ben.
Sure.
That's KALW News Director Ben Trefney.